Community legal services say they're already turning clients away because of federal government funding cuts. Last year's budget cuts of $6 million to community legal centres come into effect at the end of June. The Far West Community Legal Centre in Broken Hill has already lost 4 staff members and has turned away about 80 clients in the past 2 weeks alone. Lindy Kerrin filed this report from the Outback City.
The Far West Community Legal Centre covers a vast area, almost one-third of the state of New South Wales. But the future of the service here in Broken Hill is uncertain. Stacey Jackson-Maroney works at the front desk and is the first point of contact for clients seeking legal advice.
We usually get a lot of victims of domestic violence, a lot of aged people. We have a lot of people that can't read or write. We also have people that sometimes have no income. So to actually lose our service would be horrific to this community.
4 of the 7 staff here have left due to funding uncertainty, and those remaining are being forced to turn clients away.
I've probably referred 80 out in the last maybe 2 weeks, if that. That some of them are current clients that I've had to refer out, and I make sure that we get them to a solicitor that can assist. I don't just say, well, here's a phone number, go ring that person. So I do make sure that does calm them down somewhat, but these people are still quite distressed. They're halfway through a process of working with that solicitor, and because the government can't cough up, they're losing out.
Right next door to the legal centre is the Staying Home Leaving Violence program, set up last October to support women and children in crisis. The coordinator is Fiona Camilleri.
We've got such a good team here that I can only nick in next door, say I need a solicitor straight away, and that's the beauty of it, that they get face-to-face and legal advice straight away when they need it.
Fiona Camilleri says without the legal centre, there are limited options for women escaping violence.
Private solicitors aren't really an option for my clients. At the moment, they're getting the option they can pay $110 to get an application to seek legal advice. These clients haven't got $110. We've got services here that, you know, help these women and children in domestic violence situations, but it's like we're trying to help with our hands tied behind our back.
Community legal centres have been lobbying intensely, and at crisis talks in Sydney yesterday, the national body again called for the funding cuts to be reversed. Dion Devlin is on the board of the Far West Community Legal Centre, and she says time is running out.
I'm really concerned for these people. I don't know what the answer is. Well, I do know the answer. It's to put the funding back up to where it was, you know. I've spoken to George Brandis's advisor several times, and she told us that we are now front of mind. But I don't know what that means. I've said to her the unique difficulties we have here. Now, we've had 4 resignations. Professionals of this calibre are not having coffee in Argent Street waiting for a job to come up. We have to recruit from outside. This all takes time. Even if, you know, we got the answer we're looking for, there will be a lag in services, and we're trying to really stop that lag because these people deserve better than that.
Dion Devlin from the Far West Community Legal Centre speaking to Lindy Kerrin in Broken Hill. And a spokesman for Attorney General George Brandis has told AM the government is committed to protecting the most vulnerable members of the community. He says the government will spend $1.3 billion over the next 4 years to support frontline legal services.